Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's our first conversation for a brand new year. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma joins us. Martin, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I can hardly get that out of my mouth. Happy New Year to you as well, Jamie. It's good to be in the building, and it's good to bring forward the new year in at CJCS.
You bet. And did you have a nice holiday break,
I should ask? Know, it was nice. You know, just to celebrate so many positive things, and maybe we'll close out this chat today. So many positive things going on in Stratford that make Stratford a great place. So didn't get away other than, get an opportunity to celebrate with people in the community about how great our community is.
All right. Well, let's get right to it. First on the agenda, the budget process continues. This is tops of the agenda
here.
Yeah,
it is. And it's top of mind with a lot of people in Stratford. You know, council's had a couple goes at this. They've had the orientation session, then two full days. And, you know, we've been given a lot of information. We know that right now our total budget is about $165 million. $80,000 of that approximately will come from property tax. We know that currently we're sitting around 9.9% tax increase year over year. And that's from about $7.5 million greater amount on tax levy year over year. And so when we do the math, if your home is worth $350,000, that means you're going to look at an increase of about $450 a year, which is about $38 a month. And so that's a challenge. And council's been given the task over the holidays, over the break, to take a look at the material and the data presented by each of the departments and take a look at it and look at things that perhaps we can defer. Never cut in capital. We can maybe defer. Take a look at, you know, some of the operating costs. Maybe there are some services we have to revisit that we're not going to do or do differently. We're no different than the average home where inflation has hit us, whether it's wages, whether it's benefits, whether it's cost of diesel fuel, you know, insurance, all those things that we know have cost us more money in our homes. That's what increased us largely by $7.5 million. So lots of work to still come. I've received many messages and responded to many messages about people's concern about a levy that's up near the 10%. We've got work to do, and we're going to be respectful. You know, tax levies impact all of us, and so it's not one of these things where, you know what, too bad, so sad. We do care, and we're going to do our best to what's best for the citizens, not only for this year, but long term. You know, we look at asset management. We've got a lot of money to put away and to ensure that we just don't put big projects onto the backs of our young families as they move forward. So it's a fine balance, but it's something that we are going to invest time in.
So this process continues. What's the deadline for this? Because people are obviously, as you mentioned, chatting about this on social media. What is the deadline for this?
Great question. We revisit it again on January the 15th. And then from there, we might need to have more time to revisit things, as a council. But January the 15th is our next big one. I think we're going to get to a point, I've had lots of conversations with councillors as well, that I think we can get to something that's doable on that date. And if not, then, you know, there's nothing stopping us from having additional budget meetings and or special council meetings to move it forward.
All right. And let's move it forward with our conversation. I'll hand this over to you, Martin. Big news to start off the new year.
You know, our long-term goal in Stratford, and I've said this since July the 5th when I got the news, our big goal in Stratford is to augment passenger rail service, whether it's GO, whether it's VIA or a combination thereof. We are currently at one service a day. And so lots of conversations, and I've been privileged to meet with a lot of transport ministers provincially, federally, VIA president and GO president. But we have to build a case of saying to them, look, we have people that are interested in taking public transit, i.e. rail service, to Toronto and beyond, or Windsor and beyond. And so I'm not a table banger. I'm not a petition signer. I'm one that's saying, okay, we have to find a way to build that case. And we knew from the start that perhaps busing was going to be the piece to build that case. So we have unfolded the new Onyx bus service, which leaves from Trafford Transit Terminal. It goes to Kitchener-Waterloo, the Go bus station at Sports World. It goes to London with regards to VIA station, Victoria Hospital, University of Western Ontario. It goes to Toronto directly to Union Station, goes to the Milton Go Transit carpool location. 7 days a week, prices are reasonable. It's a family business that wants to, you know, offer a service that, you know, we are really desperate to have here in our community. So I invite people to go to the onyx.ca website and look for more information and departure times. You know, I want to reach out and thank two people that have really pushed this forward over the last several months is our transit manager, Mike Mosley, and corporate initiative lead, Emily Robson. This is our stopgap to enhancing rail service, but it's an important piece so that we can, as I said earlier, build the case that, yes, we're worthy of additional rail service. And Go has said to me, we'll meet again in 6 months and let's talk. And same with VIA. They said, you know what, let's talk again.